So I get a text last night from a good friend who says, have you seen what is coming to HBO with respect to Crazy Chimp Lady? And I believe, if memory serves, the name of the documentary is Chimp Crazy.
It is. She is 2025's Tiger King, but instead of tigers,
Tanya Haddix.
It's chimps.
It's worse. Scott, this is a woman. Here's all I know. There are There are groups of women out there who raise monkeys as children. They bond with them as a child.
She also calls herself the Dolly Parton of the chimpanzee world.
Why would she call herself that?
Well, she has really boisterous blonde hair and really
she's buxom-ish. But yeah. Scott, I need to warn our listeners, if you have never before heard the term breastfeeding a chimp, you will hear that in this documentary.
There is this culture of almost entirely women who raise chimpanzees and monkeys as if they're babies.
There is nothing like holding, loving, being around a chimp. Especially Tonka. And I'll do anything to protect that primate. Anything. Tonka and I just found each other. It was meant to be. It was just natural. And Tonka loved me as much as I love Tonka. It's like your love for God.
People fall in love with these chimps, and you can't tame wild things.
Do you want these nuggets? Here's your sauce.
I'm just afraid that she might get too caught up in this.
I keep getting to be the bad guy here, and I'm tired of it.
When you're in love, your brain is out of control. There's chemicals and hormones and things happening to you that makes you irrational.
Adult chimpanzees are incredibly dangerous.
Please, you lift your face off!
It's insane when you think about it. It's insane.
She's insane.
Okay.
Letting the chimpanzee breastfeed off of you?
Authorities at some point get involved. They weave throughout the story. You hear that 911 call, please come, please help. My chimp has ripped her face off. We all remember that story.
I do.
You know. Yes, yes, my favorite student in the front row.
Professor Wright.
Yes.
I'm not, God knows, very familiar with the female body. I thought that women only lactated pre and post birth.
Scott.
I was under the same impression, so if we're both wrong, then
can a woman produce breast milk?
I think great word. There's something that they can give you that would,
in case you happen to adopt a chimpanzee,
that would rev that engine, if you will. But I think at that point you have so many other problems going on in your life that I don't know a healthcare provider that would be like, yeah, that's a great idea.
Like a woman who is, I don't know, let's say has her fourth child at a university about an hour and a half away, would not be able to produce breast milk. Is that correct?
There's a very specific process for women who adopt a child or where they can facilitate that, Scott. But it's in very narrow circumstances. And putting a wild animal to your bosom would not be on the list ever.
Got it.
Under any circumstance. It's called Chimp Crazy, and is one of the women from Missouri?
The main gal is from the St. Louis area.
The Tanya Haddix gal.
The Dolly Parton of the chimp world.
Haddix is out on bond awaiting sentencing after she pleaded guilty in March to charges related to lying to a federal judge during a hearing in her case.
Do you know what she lied about? They said, do you have any more chimps? And she goes, nope, I do not. I do not have a chimpanzee in my house. And then they went in and they found she was hiding one.
She tearfully claimed that Tonka had died and was cremated, but it was later discovered that Tonka was actually alive and being held in her basement.
Yeah, she hid the chimp during the search. Somehow she had been tipped off that the random search was happening and
It was a violation of her bond
and humanality
because she was hoarding or hiding a chimpanzee.
Yeah.
She's requested leniency today, by the way.
Why would you even participate in a docu-series or whatever it's called? It's on HBO, by the way. It's four parts. Apparently, it was released last year.
The same reason that Joe Exotic participated in that docu-series.
Hmm.
She faces 4 to 5 years in prison because she also lied to the court, and that's perjury.
I do know the proper subscription for a woman who goes to the doctor wanting to breastfeed chimpanzees. A straight jacket.
You mean prescription?
A straight jacket.
Okay.
What did I say? Subscription?
Subscription.
God dang it, I do that too often.
The subscription is HBO.
Right.
The prescription for her is a straight jacket.
She was taken into custody last weekend by U.S. Marshals.
That's a bit much, don't you think?
When Tuesday it was learned she was hiding another chimp, but not Tonka, at her home.
Well, she obviously has, you know, I'm always conflicted about these stories. I make fun of her?
Because clearly there is something going on there, Scott.
Right. It's very easy to make fun of Tonya Haddock's chimp crazy.
But she also agreed to do a documentary.
Because she breastfeeds chimpanzees.
I don't know that she's the breastfeeder, but somewhere
along the
way.
Would she get a surrogate?
I don't know, Scott. I don't know. In 2024, they were supposed to pay $220,000 in attorney's fees and costs to PETA.
Can you imagine that phone call and request for a surrogate?
Help wanted.
And what exactly are we breastfeeding?
Two lactating boobs to breastfeed my chimpanzee.
I don't know.
People have problems. By the way, when we get back, and I actually think these people are sane, but they are in a fight with their HOA in Shawnee, in Western Shawnee. They have a pet pig named Shira because the kids are allergic to dogs and cat hair.
Yeah.
So they got Shira, the pig. Shira is, I believe, 7. We'll visit with Mom Leah in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.